Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Andrew Matt Meakin, and I'd like to take your wife to tea with me. My great-grandfather is Thomas Matt Meakin, who was a tea planting pioneer back in the 18th century. And we've done this documentary film, which is about 35 minutes long, to go through his history and trying to string together his links with the tea gardens. This is a self-funded film. It was very difficult to research because after the Bangladesh liberation, all of the tea garden notes were burnt. So we arrived in India, we've done a lot of research before we got there to find that they had no evidence of anything when we got there. So we really brought the history back to them, which they were very interested in, because when everything is burnt, there's no record at all. So, I'm Andrew Matt Meakin, and I had a team of four people. I'm the director and the producer of the film. This is Lynn Lutschwager, who is our scribe and is our co-director. Our very patient cameraman, Dilne Silva, was the cameraman, whose job was extremely hard, as you see as we go on through the film. Kamal Karim is our locations manager and translator, and Martin Waters was our film editor. Now, it took us a long time to put this together because it was in very hostile situations, and I'm sure that you as researchers within the areas we were in Sylhet find that it's not an easy country now to do anything with. So we had to stay in Dhaka for a week before we were allowed out because of Hartal, before we were allowed to get up onto the tea gardens. So this is Thomas Matt Meakin. This is the great pioneer. This is some of the research type things we had to deal with. Existing research from the Matt Meakin family. I won't go through it all. There is a method to it. Pre-travel, prep and multitasking. You notice on that side, Mornington Bangladesh, political situation and travel. That was very difficult. Just a few of the research sources, as you can see, Fibers at the top, and various other organisations. There's Koi Hai, there's Q, and various people we had to log in and work with. This is an interesting guy who's J.T.M. Mani, who wrote a book which Thomas Matt Meakin's in. We've actually been in contact with him and he's been fantastic. He's got some really good other pictures which we're going to lock into. The reality of filming in Bangladesh. Adjust your hourly schedule to accommodate your location. That means you don't know what's happening at any one point of the day. And normally the point of the day is 2 hours behind everyone else. So that throws the whole thing out. You have to remember when you film, the light has to be in a certain area to do certain things, and because they're always 5 hours behind, where you think you're going to film at 9 in the morning, it's probably midday, where the sun is too high and it's very difficult. Run and gun filming, trying to interview managing directors of the Bangladesh National Tea Company who don't want to be do anything with it is very, very difficult. Our poor cameraman who was setting lights up with two people who knew nothing about lights, which would have the habit of loosening contracts and going like this, and the light would come off, and the light would go on, but that's how we have to deal with it. Rewrite scripts on the hoof. That's another one we have to deal with. And the other thing we have to deal with, we always have to keep smiling. There's 7,500 clips of film we had to put together when we got back. And that was into small, little 10-second, 2-minute slots to load them into what we want. Danger by death by editing, that's another very poignant point. UK filming and editing. Faulkner Park obtaining permission to film where we went to Faulkner Park in Crystal Palace. That had to negotiate. Write records, voiceovers for Bangladesh film clips, which took forever. There's a lot of voiceover here I had to do. Another area which is very difficult in the film world is researching to choose the right music for the right scenes. That all has to be copywritten. We all have to pay for the music because you can't play it, because there's I'm sure I don't have to tell you that as research is what happens. Final edits and colours to make sure the colours link. And then we have prep links and tabs. Film launch and going public. Now, we had a sort of way we wanted to present this before we started to get into TV and all the other bits and pieces. We're now on the London History Tour Association. We're the only video on their link. We're now on Coy High. I'm sure you're familiar with this. We're on Spurgeon College. And we had a very interesting editorials from the Hillsborough Heritage website and newspaper in Scotland. And of course now, we are delighted to be on the Fibres list. So with no more ado, we will try to get, with Pat's help, the film up